Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to February's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is finishing with no regrets. And I'm dedicating this month's pod to my dad, Clem Muller. He passed on November 19th after 60 years of marriage and 85 years of living life to the fullest. Dad was a man who loved adventure and lived his dreams, and he had no regrets. In one of our last conversations, we talked about his life, and he said, Judy, I lived my life how I wanted to, doing all the things I wanted to do. Your mom and I, well, we did the best we could with what we had. It wasn't always perfect. We had some hard times, and we had some good times. We laughed and we cried, and in the end, we did okay. I lived a good life, Judy, and a man can't ask for anything more than that. I have no regrets. July of 2008, I attended NSA's conference in New York City, and one of the final speaker's messages on family really hit home for me. At the time, I was struggling with my relationship with my dad, and the speaker talked about showing our parents that they were a priority, not just with words, but actions, and not to assume that we knew what they wanted or needed, but instead to actually ask. Wow. What an amazing impact that one message had on our relationship. Usually our conversations were quite light and superficial. Goodness knows I wouldn't want to know what was really wrong, or I'd just feel more guilty for not being there. Often I would do something I thought was extra special, only to find out later it wasn't what he needed or wanted. Well, for once, instead of the light and superficial, I dived in head first. I ended our conversation that day by asking, Dad, how are things really going for you and Mom? At the time, Mom was suffering from advanced stage of Alzheimer's. Is there anything you would like for me to do for you? Or is there anything I can help you with before we hang up today? It was quiet for a long time. Seconds can seem like hours. Dad? Dad, are you still there? Yeah. You caught me by surprise. I have to think about that one. Can I get back to you on that? Sure, Dad. Just let me know. So that was the end of that, or so I thought. And our weekly next call went the same as always, talking about weather, work, and whatnots. That is, until Dad said, Judy, were you serious when you asked if there was something I needed or wanted? Because here's what I really need. I ended every phone call from that time on with the same question. Is there anything you would like for me to do, or is there anything I can help you with before we hang up? Amazing results happened since that first call in July of 08. Our relationship has grown better than I could have ever imagined. This past year, I was blessed to be able to visit him almost every other month and speak to him almost every day. We shared our thoughts, our ideas, our dreams, our desires, our wants and needs. You name it, we talked about it. Funny thing is, we used to think we were so different. Huh. Only to find out, we really weren't. When I had asked Dad how to live a life with no regrets, he said, you figure out what's important to you, and you make time for it. You do the best you can with what you know. And at the end of the day, if you can look back on the day and know you gave it your best shot, well, that's pretty much as good as it gets. So I ask you, the listeners, if you and I were having a conversation right now about how you lived your life, what would your answer be? Would you be able to say no regrets and mean it? My brothers and sisters and I are very sad to lose both our mom and dad this past year, but they have blessed us with so many gifts. Well done, Mom and Dad. Well done. No regrets. This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome February. Today is a great day to show your shine.